time again for your comments.
Our interview with Alaska Senator Ted Stevens impressed Mark Shepard in Waterbury, Connecticut. He writes, the senator came across as a tough, politically incorrect, stubborn man with strong and not necessarily popular views. Needless to say, I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. But many people responded to this exchange in our interview. Some people will say, look, I'm very worried about global warming. Look at the things that are happening in Alaska, for example, but you could point to a lot of other places, and I think that oil and gas should just stay in the ground.
Well, that oil and gas doesn't have any do with global warming. How do you make the connection between producing oil in Alaska and global warming? That global warming comes from the millions of automobiles that are burning the oil. But if you don't get it from Alaska, you're going to get it offshore.
David Stromberg writes from Arden Hills, Minnesota, the connection between global warming and drilling for oil in Alaska is pretty straightforward. By drilling in Alaska, you increase supply, lower prices, and therefore increase consumption.
Lynn Lisberger in Gorham, Maine, reflected the views of many who wrote in over the past week about our coverage of the fundraising efforts of presidential candidates.
She writes, how many letters do you have to receive to understand that knowing how much money a candidate raises is not what we want to know about the candidates? We want to know what their positions are on the issues.
There's a reason we do this. It's because it's presumed that if you don't raise a lot of money, you're not going to be able to compete later. So that's why we do it. So we'll have more later. We do have some corrections this morning. Our report on smaller high schools misidentified an influential former president at Harvard University. It's not James Conant Bryant, but James Bryant Conant.
The first assistant U.S. attorney in Milwaukee is Michelle Jacobs, which is not what we called her.
And a bit of miscalculation in our story about the giant particle accelerator being built in Europe. The energy of each particle is not, as we said, equivalent to a speeding bus, but to a mosquito. It's the combined energy in the accelerator that is equal to a 10-ton bus going 170 miles per hour.
And one of last week's reports sent a listener traveling in time. Madeleine Landry of Lafayette, Louisiana, listened to the story of the first self-service grocery in New Orleans. Hurricane Katrina destroyed the store, and the longtime owner recently died. The story reminded Landry of her New Orleans childhood 40 years ago.
Catanese's was our Italian grocer. They delivered free. My dad loved to hear my mother place the order on the telephone. She always ordered a dozen breast and thighs, chicken. Afterwards, Daddy would comment that he found her sexy when she talked like that.
If you want to talk to us, just go to npr.org and click Contact Us.